May all that we do and all that we say and all that we are glorify you, God. Amen. Please be seated. When I was 3 years old, I began Montessori at the Incarnate Word Convent in school. And my first teacher was named Sister Christina. She, along with my parents, gave me a deep love of learning and a hunger to wonder and discover about life and creation and God. Not only was she a fabulous teacher, she was an incredible role model. I adored her. And sometimes, and this lasted longer than I was in Montessori, sometimes she would, after on a Sunday, after she had been to Mass and we had been to church, she would come over to our house. And she would have a late Sunday lunch with us, and then we would all go swimming. And she shared her life story. She was a person that was humble and wise and kind. She was faithful, and she had a great sense of humor. So she would share her life story about what it meant to follow the path that God called her to follow. And as I got older, and it was appropriate, she began to share the struggles that she had along the way. The times where maybe she felt like she had strayed from the path. Or maybe the sacrifice was just too much. And she would share the joys and the challenges that came from living in a very large building with all women. She had a marvelous way of telling stories, and she was a wonderful faith former. And I stayed in contact with her through those formative years, but I lost track of her once we got to San Antonio. And shortly after I was ordained to the priesthood, Kirk and I, my husband and I, were leaving right after church on Sunday to go to a rosary service for a family friend that was going to be held in the chapel of the Incarnate Word. And as we drew closer to Corpus, I wondered if I would see Sister Christina. And I wondered what she would think about the fact that I had become a priest. Well, we walked in that chapel that I had said prayers daily in that Montessori preschool. She was the very first person I saw. And she looked over and just gazed at my face. And then I could see her eyes lower enough to take in my collar. And she looked up and her eyes were filled with tears. And as we embraced, she gently reached up and grabbed a hold of my collar and whispered in my ear, "Am I a part of this?" And I whispered right back, "Oh, yes, absolutely." And as we both came out of the hug, I also put my hand on my heart and said, "And you're a part of this too." Who are the people that formed part of who you are? Who are those that came along in your life who loved you for exactly who you are? Who are those people that taught you how to pray for and even love your enemies? Or taught you to weep at the suffering of others, even when it was across the world or people you didn't know? Who were the people that taught you to be kind and humble and generous and to be poor in heart, realizing that only with your heart to be full and to be rich, you needed to be in a relationship, an ongoing relationship with God? Who are the people in your life that taught you as human beings we are all broken, but God loves us unconditionally in spite of our sinfulness, loves us fully and wholly for who God created us to be? I pray, God willing, that it was a parent or a grandparent. Maybe it was a quirky aunt that you have in your family. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a coach that wouldn't let you go. Perhaps it was someone at church. Maybe even it was a priest or another religious leader. I want you to think about those people and give thanks. Today we celebrate All Saints Sunday in the life of the church. And we think about those people who have become part of who we are, who have shaped us and loved us. Maybe you have a saint in your life that is known to the wider world. Perhaps you have a saint, maybe it's Oscar Romero, if you know who that is. If not, look him up, an amazing life story. Perhaps it's St. Francis, Mother Teresa, St. John, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther King, Jr. Or maybe the saints you're thinking of are people that are only known to you as saints. Maybe it was a neighbor who welcomed the interruption, who took the time and paid the attention to truly be a brother or sister to you at a time where you thought you may not be able to take one step further. Or maybe it was a friend on the playground when someone reached out to you when you felt you were alone or an outcast. Or maybe, again, it was a coach or a teacher. Maybe it was somebody at church that made it known without a doubt that church was not the same when you weren't there. I invite you to think about those saints. Some of them may be very much alive on this earth today, and some may be fully alive, already in the kingdom of God, in the near presence of God, in that community of saints, in that kingdom that is promised to all of us. Remember those and give thanks. They're part of who we are as beloved children of God. Now, I want to finish this sermon at the baptismal font. So it's going to get a little messy. I want all children sitting in a pew that are not going to be able to see the baptism from where they are to follow me to the font. Or maybe you'll probably be way ahead of me. So let's go to the font and finish this sermon. Come on. You qualify. Let's go. Children of all ages. If you can't see, come on. So in just a few minutes, y'all can stay seated a few more minutes, but since you're already up, in a few minutes we're going to baptize 5 very young people. And as their parents and godparents make some bold promises on their behalf, we are going to reaffirm promises we made at our baptism. We're going to reaffirm that we're going to gather together to say our prayers, to hear the God, and to break bread together. We're going to reaffirm that we're going to seek and serve the Christ in all people, even when it's sometimes really, really hard. And we're going to reaffirm that we're going to strive for justice and peace and respect the dignity of every human being. And then we're going to do some washing. Okay, it's the Episcopal Church. We're going to do sprinkling. But it's going to be a metaphorical, symbolic washing. The water that washes us new as we become new into the body of Christ, living members. And then we're going to end with oil that has been consecrated. And we're going to put marks in the shape of a cross on the forehead of each child being baptized. And you know what? That mark, no matter how many baths you take, no matter how many times you go swimming, no matter when you forget that mark is there, that mark never leaves you. You are sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are marked as Christ's own forever, and you are God's beloved each and every day of your life and in that communion of saints when it's that time. And you know, if we realize the reality of those promises we make, or if you live a life of promises, whether you're baptized or not, then the kingdom of God is made known. Because if we pay attention to the words we say and the actions we do, then you know what? We become like that saint that maybe you've been thinking about this morning. We become like that teacher. We become like Sister Christina was for me. We become that coach. We become that neighbor. We become the friend that reached out to us when we felt like we were alone in school. And we spread the love of God. We become saints to others. At the end of this service, we're going to sing one of my most favorite hymns in the world. I can't remember not singing it. And it's I Sing a Song of the Saints of God. And when you think about the variety of saints in your life, remember to pray to God, God, help me to be one too. Because when we do that, the love shown to people helps people realize that they are already in God's saving embrace and that they are worthy of God's love exactly as who they are. That's spreading the light that these babies will receive. Happy All Saints Day. Think of the saints in your life living and already in the kingdom of heaven and give great thanksgiving. Amen. All right, parents and godparents, and most importantly, those to be baptized, come forward, make your way. It's going to be gloriously messy, and there's going to be a lot of joy.